The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
The disciples had forgotten to bring bread, and they had only one loaf with them in the boat. Jesus enjoined them, "Watch out, guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." They concluded among themselves that it was because they had no bread. When he became aware of this, he said to them, "Why do you conclude that it is because you have no bread? Do you not yet understand or comprehend? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes and not see, ears and not hear? And do you not remember when I broke the five loaves for the 5,000, how many wicker baskets full of fragments you picked up?" They answered him, 12. "When I broke the seven loaves for the 4,000, how many full baskets of fragments did you pick up?" They answered him, 7. He said to them, "Do you still not understand?" The Gospel of the Lord. Here we are, now on the eve of the holy season of Lent. Tomorrow we have, again, five masses. First one at 6:30 a.m., that's in Spanish, and then 8, 12, 5, and 7. So choose whatever mass you would like to go to. And take advantage of Lent. Because what Lent does, it attacks and confronts the reality which we all know well. Life is terribly hard. Life is complicated, life is heavy, life strikes us to the core. And in all of this reality, oftentimes when we see this, what is the temptation always? And it is to flee. To flee from God, which is why our Lord here speaks so emphatically today in this great text, how he speaks about the mystery of the bread and warning against the leaven of the scribes and of Herod. Like, why is that? Because what is always the temptation? It is always to do it ourselves. That I can do it. I am strong enough. I know what to do. I am wise and I am smart and I can conquer anything. No, that's the complete opposite. And the beauty of Holy Lent is that we will enter into the next 40 days and we will purposely make ourselves weak. That's the whole spiritual genius of Lent. We will become weak. And we will fast from food, we will fast from the joys and pleasures of this world, and we will pray more, and we will give more of our money back to God, and all of that in attempt to say, "Jesus, I am powerless without you. Without you." And that's the essence when we smear your forehead tomorrow. Listen to the words, "We are dust, and to dust we shall return." James speaks beautifully in the first reading about the tempter. What is the heart? Again, the tempter is always referring to our evil one that we heard about on Sunday, the devil, our enemy. And one of the ploys of the enemy, and he fed it to Adam and Eve, and they ate it, is that we can do it ourselves. That's the heart of original sin. I got it, God. I can do it without you. But Lent is that great reminder. All things come to an end. That's why we need God. Because life is terribly hard. And our Father will always provide. And this bread, remember, which he speaks about, ultimately fulfilled I am the bread of life, and whoever eats of this bread will live forever. And remember what he said. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. See you tomorrow.